Okay, so we're holding over here in we'd seen before the Inyan of Tznius versus the Inyan of why that's keneged goyva on the Yadayim, specifically why it is that this koyach was keneged Haman. And then he says, so we're holding it on Kuf Yud Gimel on the right-hand column in the middle. And we've seen Veldvar and Divichachma on Esau. Okay. Bechain. This starts a new point. The reason she was called a Levana, Yeshme Farshim, Kihu Noiga, Mipnei She Hoise Yofa Be'ene Kore Eho, Kakoicho Vazanika Noiga Maloshin Yofi. So one pshat is that it's Miloshin Yofi. In other words, it shines, it has, it sparkles, so to speak. That's one. Avlnira Shumaloshin Sihara, that it's not from, Noiga is Venus, I believe, but it's rather Siara, which is a Levana. Ki ha-Siara Meshelas Gamken HaKol Olam. Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over two Memshelas. He gave over Memshelas of the Chama and Memshelas of the Levana. Both of them are a Shilton. And he gave each one some level of Shilton. And the Shilton of Yireach is Shayach Tan Isha. Kimoy Shayas to Meshelas. Va'isha Doimel Yireach Lo L'Shemesh. Ki ha-Isha Yimekabelas Men HaZocha. So let's talk about this. This is he's explaining the Mani Amar that says that S is Meloshin Sira, and he's explaining that it's like the Levana that has Memshala and she's Doima to it and so on. So there's a lot that he's putting in over here, and let's talk about this. Really, the most fundamental change in the Bria that happened in transition from Maisi, from Bracious to us, is the Miyat HaLavana. And it was made L'chatchila that they both should be Melochim. There's the Malchus of the Shemesh and the Malchus Yireach with the Tzva Shemayim and so on. The Malchus of the Yireach is a strange Malchus because it never ever was meant to be similar to, it never was meant to be, what's the right word for it, to have its own source of illumination. It wasn't a luminous in spotty. It was a reflector, always. That never changed. That it never was different, and that's why she complained. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mimited. But so in the Sheirish of the Bria, the chelik that reflects the oir was supposed to be as bright as the mocker of the oir itself. That's what it would have been. They're both called Malachim. This is Memshal Sayyem, this is Memshal Salaila. In a most fundamental way, this goes to the heart of the Bria. The Bria is about a Noisin and a Makabel. There are two entities in the Bria. There's the Noisin, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's the Makabel, which is everything, everybody. From the inanimate to Adam. There's only one source of light, so to speak, or life, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tachlis was that the one that reflects that light should do a job that is perfect and in keeping with where the reflection is going coming from. You always have in mechanics and in physics, you always have that whenever you have a transfer or a transition from one entity to another entity, you have a loss. You have gears, you lose something through heat. You reflect light, something like gets absorbed. you're always losing whenever you move something from one body to another body. There's a loss associated with it, and a friction coefficient, and you know, anything, heat and so on, light, everything gets lost somewhat. That is the big chisaron in the Bria. That's why we have a situation of Yiridas Hadoiros. Yiridas Hadoiros is because anytime you have a transition from A to B to C, it's going to lose automatically. So the pagam that is most core to the Bria is this pagam. The reason was, and let's bring it closer to what the pagam is. Let's give an example. Let's say when I have a mirror reflecting light, so the less the mirror has its own metzias, so to speak, the more it's coolly reflecting the light, and it itself will not be illuminated at all. It won't take any of the light for itself. It won't project itself. You're not going to see that. The less, the more inclined it is to have its own metzias, the more it's going to absorb the light, the more it's going to have the light on itself, in itself, etc. Let's take another example. Imagine somebody is supposed to say over, I asked somebody to tell me over what he heard in Shir. So in some ways, if this person doesn't understand any of it, but he's like tape recording, just say over the words he heard, he'll do a perfect rendition of it. If the person is smart and he has his own thoughts about it, he'll put his own additions, consciously or not consciously. You're going to get some loss of it. The person is going to say, this I understand, this I don't understand, this I would say differently, and so on. I won't say that there was once they paid a yid to translate Shakespeare into Yiddish, and he worked on it really hard, and he came back with a very thick volume, and in the front page he wrote the complete works of Shakespeare's translated by and greatly improved by Yankel so and so. The vergrößert und verbessert means, you know, greatly expanded and improved upon by Yankel so and so. So the more the Mekabel puts his own self into the picture, the less light is reflected because you're getting some of the Mekabel. The Levana's problem was that she has malchus, but it's the malchus of somebody else. Ein shtei malachim mishtamshim bekesa echad. She wants her own kesa. Since she can't have her own kesa, she doesn't have her own kesa, then she's going to get an attenuated version of the kesa of the makor, of that. In as much as you want your own kesa, you're no longer reflecting it accurately, and so on. Well, I want to move this on to different areas, and one that's especially relevant to here. It says Psula Nisus Liyomer Vi. We learned it 2 years ago. 3 years ago. The Chachamim Mesaken, for a variety of reasons, that a Psula get married on Yom Revi. The Arizal says that this is there as a tikkun for the miut of the Yireach, which happened on the fourth day. This is a tikkun for it. The understanding. So yes, chasen is a wonderful thing, and it's a big mitzvah, and so on. So it's a tikkun for that. It's a tikkun because in humanity, the mashpia and the mekabel is ish and isha. And the word, the hey at the end of isha, means to the isha, like mitzrayimah. In other words, the flow is to the isha. The hashpah goes to the isha. In as much as Chava jumped the gun, and she was mashpia on Adam and told Adam what to do, instead of Adam told her, this is not supposed to be the Eitz HaDaas, and that's that. she went back and gave him, and in other words, she used her understanding or whatever it is that you want to call it, and had him do that. That was a churban. The metzias of psula, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Psula, this MRV is that she is keeping herself just for the Baal. She doesn't have a self except for the Baal. It says, Ein Isha Kareses Bris. The reason why it's called Bilas Mitzvahs, Ein Isha Kareses Bris, Alamisha also is a Kli. So it's not only the Pshat that she's a Kli for the Baal is the one who made her a Kli, and that's why she's a Kli for him. So in the Kedusha of a Psula Shtelling Tzu to her husband, a person keeps, a person does not develop their own metzias until it's only in line with the mashpia. That's the ultimate tikkun for that chisaron, because in the mini world of humanity, which in a sense is the maxi world, that's where ish and isha are, is that tzur of shnei malachim. They bets have one shayrish. They can't have tuksarim. There's not going to be tuksarim, but they were split as a mashpia and as a makabel, and in the tzustal of it, there's some tikkun of it. I want to go with that to the mice of Esther. So first of all, the core mida that we're describing is tznius, and again, tznius in the full sense of the word, tznius in the sense of it that she has a metzias only for her Baal. She's not having her own metzias that she can flaunt and sort of and be looked upon. Tznius is a certain diminishing of self, and that's the meter we're talking about. Esther had that in a big oifen. Esther, the fact that Ein Esther Magedis, that's news. But it's Chazal say that Esther was not Mishana. She was Mutala Baila because she was Tevel Bechekoi Shel Mordechai, because she Chazal say that either she was Kakoilum, Tais learns, or she wasn't Mishana at all. So there was no, she had zero for Achashverosh. Achashverosh could be Pagea in the Guf, but not a drop more than that. And the Koyach of Makabel, the Shtaltzu to the Noisin, in a way that only to the Noisin is the Milan and the Darga that ultimately is Metagen the Bria. Because in Yedid Nefesh, we say, Ta'ir Eretz Mikvoidecha. The world is going to light up from Kvoid Hashem. And so on, all along, that the Oyer Hashem will be Oyerech, and so on. All of those Mishalim include this point extremely, extremely at the core of it. That if the Oyer Hashem is Zoreach on the world, b'melua, then the condition for that has to be that the world only serves to reflect the Oyer Hashem. If it's taking any of the Oyer Hashem for itself, it's a certain me'ila, and it's taking something that's meant for something else for itself. We once spoke about Saita. It's called kisimol ma'al. It means because you're misappropriating something. You're taking something for yourself that shouldn't be. It's called kulei to the Baal. That's the pnei ishus to the Baal. So Esther was, in a certain sense, the epitome of that tikkun. She not only, even when she was forced, she still was kol kuloi dedicated to Mordechai. She didn't lose that. Her whole metzias that even in the bigger picture of Klal Yisrael and Mosa'ilam, Shershim is medame Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Shulamis to her beloved, and the faithfulness In other words, she's picked up by the other Musaylam and she's beaten and so on. And she says, Ishbata Samlas Yerushalayim, you know, I have only one, I have eyes only for one person. And they ask her, you know, what is it that you see in him? And the whole point of Shir HaShirim is that Klal Yisrael's Metzias is only to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. They ask, Madorech Midoit, you know, Madorech HaChashbetani, and so on. The Ganaul, all the Shayas HaShirim are that she's not Nispata to somebody outside. That not Nispata means, let's understand in the context of HaShirim. She is like an almana. She's naguna. Her husband left her, or beloved left her, and she's alone. And she can also have a metzias. Like, she doesn't have a metzias without her beloved, without her husband. And she doesn't, for a woman to be nispat in that matzav means that she simply wants to have a metzias. And Klai Yisrael's metzias is kolkol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we are reflected totally. That's why, we say, it's based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, that when there was a problem with Kiddush Chodesh, with the Riyas HaChodesh, they would say the Pasuk David Meisor Chai V'Kayim. David Meisor Chai V'Kayim is a Pasuk, is a remez, and that's why people know that it's the Levon is here, and so on. That's why we say it. That's why we say David Meisor Chai V'Kayim in Kiddush Levana. If you ever wondered, like, what's it doing there? It's not the place to put into the Siddur, so I guess they decided they'll put it there. But it says, that's what Gemara says, that they didn't go to they would say David was a remez. What's the remez? Because the Zohar Kodesh, David HaMelech, is nimshal to Levana. His malchus is nimshal Levana, and it has a lot to do with David HaMelech's self-deprecation. David HaMelech showed nothing of his. When Shmuel came to pick a Melech, he looked at it. The Ishai's son says, "Wow, this guy looks like a Melech. This guy looks like a Melech." David did not look at all like a Melech. And I'm talking about a Navi. It was only a Kodesh Baruch Hu saw the Levav. David HaMelech was kol kuloi isbatlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the metzias of being totally batel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he is the Goel Yisrael. He's the one. The koyach of Levana is that koyach of being misbatel, and that's the beginning of the tikkun of having the zricha like the Or HaShemesh. So Esther Malka over here. So we have she as an isha. Klapi the Ish. We have Klal Yisrael, Klapi Umasoilam. I mean, this is the first time that we really were amongst the Umasoilam. Until that point, we were in Yisrael, and we were affected by the Goyim that lived in, the stragglers that were still there, and the Yavusi and the Baal and so on. Okay, so that had some effect on us. But here was the first Metzias when we were Beino Umais, and we were Nispate and Nimshach to the Shulchan Achashverosh. That's the opposite of what was supposed to be, and that's why there was such a kitrug in Klal Yisrael. It was when Klal Yisrael, so when Esther was kol kuloi, retained every drop of loyalty to Mordechai and to Klal Yisrael, even at kidei Misa, that was the beginning of the Yeshua. That's where Yeshua came from, specifically. So when people speak about, a woman heroine, I mean, sometimes things are so absurd that over the years, I mean, there have been people writing that Vashti is the heroine. That's an amazing, I'm waiting for Haman, supposed to be someone's hero, but it's only gotten, I guess, Vashti because she's a lady, she got away with a lot. But you know, we write about Esther. See, a woman did this one, this one, this. Well, she did it by being mevatel herself totally. And it was the koyach of the isha is the koyach to of his batos. And that's our koyach. I mean, we klot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, onu l'ko v'neinu l'ko. That's where we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to. Our goal should not be that when a person, when almost don't look at me, they say, "Oh, what kind of wonderful person you are." That's not realizing, you know, being Or L'Goyim. The Or L'Goyim is when a person looks at me and says, "Wow, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave chukim that are tovim nisharim, and he who follows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chukim does well." Nothing to do with me. It has to do with me as following chukim mishpatim. That's supposed to be the realization of it. So and that's why if we do that, in other words, if we're inhibited on a personal level, because what does he think, what is that, then we have an issue, because then we're projecting ourselves. But when we're doing something that is, but when we're serving as a vehicle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to miskal himself, David HaMelech is the fourth wheel of Merkava. That's where it comes out. So the Koyach in Klal Yisrael, this is where, before the Goyal could come, it says there's Mashiach ben Yosef, all of Rachel's children, Yosef, Ayin Hara is not Shoylet in him. It means, again, there's a certain diminishing of self. Ayin Hara is Shoylet when a person has his own Metzias. But when it doesn't have its own Metzias, there's Ayin Hara is not Shoylet on it. And Binyamin was even more Nistad than Yosef, was more Shaykh to Rachel's Midas, and that's why the Yeshua came through that. So, yes, it's true that the Nais came through an Isha. It had to be that way. It's in, by a Devorah, it says that she told Barak that it's not as good as it can be because it's going to be through an Isha. She sort of criticized him for letting a woman take it. In Esther, it had to be Esther. That's the way it was set up, Lachatchila, because it needed to have that nekuda of tikkun. And so when we say that this nes was brought about by a woman, the answer is absolutely. And bedafka woman, the answer is absolutely. But bedafka a woman because she did the avoida that's miyuchat in isha. And we're all nashim. In Shir Shirim, Klal Yisrael is the isha klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's us. That where our only interest and desire is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and self doesn't play a role in it. And a lot of the Yetzirah that we have is because someone's going to look at me and think I'm strange. We don't really, really care that they think the Torah is strange. We really care that they think we're strange. So when a person is kuli batel, and this is all he wants, this is all he cares for, That's the mahalach that will bring the Bria back to where it is. That the understanding that the entire Bria, as we deher that the entire Bria is a chetimtza for Kvod Hashem, Kvod Shemayim, then our oil will be as bright as the oil of the Makor. It's a paradox. The more we are, the less we are, and the less we are, the more we are. That's really the ultimate paradox. The more a person is bottle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his whole Metzias becomes just another manifestation of Kvod Shemayim, the person is greater and bigger and more eternal. The more a person wants he to be the one like that, a person becomes less and less. It's the ultimate kilkel in the Bria was a desire for self. When the Levana wanted to have a self, that's Tziv Matias Atzmech. Tziv Matias Atzmech is the exact tikkun. As you'll be memayit yourself, you will have more and more ha'ara, because ultimately ha'ara is only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the more you memayit yourself, the more you'll have oyer. And the more you'll demand oyer, the less you'll be. It's the other way around. So the Esther was the one who was totally bismayit. Anybody else would have wanted themselves to pray themselves. She didn't want any tamrukim. She wouldn't tell her name. She wouldn't say where she came from. She didn't want anything from the Melech except for her am, even when it would at the possible expense of getting killed. She had nothing of herself. She was not nene from him. She was kol toivasan shavishoyim is a tzar by tzaddikim. She was karkoilam. She was not mishtatevol. That's where the Yeshua came from. Okay, fair enough.